At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Badger says teachers need more time off. Matt says, can we buy teachers booze and bullets? Ryan says, I was just treated to a horrific dealership ad on Facebook starring Pot Belly Free Beer and his band of other food names featuring some schmuck standing in a truck. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's them, making some cheddar for a dealership. I like that. You're right, though, about the Pot Belly. That dude, goddamn. I thought I was having a hard time. By the way, with this hip thing bothering me, now I'm like back to last week when I was originally injured. So now I have to wait until I can walk without pain. And then until further notice, I'm just walking to get some exercise. And I am getting the notifications from Madison tapping me on the shoulder and Pooh Bear saying it's time to go to the doctor to get your hip checked. And I'm like, I kind of want to see if this heals on its own. Because if I can get it to stop hurting in the next week or so without running, then I'll be thinking that I can, you know, this can heal on its own and I can, I don't know. But I'm not feeling good right now. I'm in a high degree of discomfort if I have to move around. You should see me walking up the steps. I have to kind of like only use my right leg to actually take the step. So it takes me forever to get up the stairs. Badger says knees over toes. No, it's my hip. It's not my knees that are bothering me. It's my hip. I feel like fucking Eddie Van Halen, you know? All right. Before we continue, shout out to Frank Fuss at My Policy Shop Insurance. Frank is an expert on Obamacare, Social Security planning, and Medicare. Of course, you start using Medicare when you retire for your health care policy. Frank can help you with all of these things. If you want to tap into his expertise, you go to buyinsurancehere.com, fill out the form, and then they will get in touch with you. Some controversy earlier in the week about that. Buyinsurancehere.com. Frank will help you. When it comes to Obamacare, people who are utilizing that are people who are in between jobs, self-employed, or their boss does not offer health care. Or perhaps if you're paying 9.75%, if your insurance premiums through your employer are 9.75% of the money you make, you are eligible for Obamacare. Now, if you are eligible, you won't pay as much for your insurance policy that you are with your boss, with your employer, and you have a wider array of choices for your health care as opposed to just the shitty policy that your boss has given you. 9 times out of 10, your boss is going to go for the cheapest insurance options possible for you, and they're going to say, yeah, we got a great perk, health care, but it's the policy itself is garbage because it's cheap. If you get insurance from Obamacare, you open up the door towards all these different insurance companies competing for your business. Frank's services are free, by the way. It doesn't cost you anything to have Frank do these things for you. He gets paid by insurance companies. Oakland Auto Detail in West Michigan wants you to consider them when it comes to cleaning your car inside and out and making it look as good as new. We took advantage of this service at Oakland Auto Detail, and I want you to So reach out at 616-510-3470. Follow them on Facebook. Now, this is what I did. This was a trade where they cleaned my car top to bottom, Pooh Bear's car, and put a ceramic coating on the outside of it, which is their top-tier service that they do. And I traded with them 2 months of marketing on the show. Total transparency. Eric said, yeah, I don't think I want to market. I don't think it's right for me. And I said, it is right for you, and I'm going to prove it to you. Clean my car, and I'll give you 2 months. We'll trade. And then the audience will bang on your door, and you will see that you need to be on the Eric Zane Show podcast. He agreed. So if you're thinking about getting your car cleaned, do it like now. Reach out and get on the schedule to Oakland Auto Detail, 616-510-3470. Mention me, and then magic will happen. 616-510-3470 for Oakland Auto Detail in West Michigan. They clean one car a day. Make it be yours. And thank you. Rebecca says, you sound old like me. Then she adds, why would I listen to my body telling me it hurts? I just lift more and ignore the pain. Yeah, I can't do that. Besides, I work harder than you. That comment might cost me. Did I talk about Irvine's? I guess I did. 616-532-6600 for Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Backlash 95 is now following me on Twitch. Thank you. I saw this story. There's some hot chick who is being hired by chicks to see if their boyfriends will cheat on them. I guess this is called a honey trap. Lana Madison is the real-life honey trap taking cheating boyfriends down. Suspicious women hire me as a honey trap to test if their boyfriends will cheat. It's shocking how fast men fold. What are your thoughts on this? Oh my God, give me a break. Oh. More details on Lana here. She's 29, whose 150,000 online funded curves turn heads, now cashes in by helping women do just that, catch cheating boyfriends. With 76,000 followers across social media, she's become a go-to for girlfriends who want receipts. They slide into my inbox and ask me to flirt with their boyfriend to find out if he'll cheat. Spoiler alert, a lot of them will. I didn't plan to become a real-life honey trap, but once a few girls online saw what I look like and what I do for work, they realize that I am the ultimate temptation. She continued, if your man resists my advances, he's solid. And if not, well, then you've got your answer. I'm not out here ruining relationships. I'm just giving women the receipts. Madison doesn't exactly promote her services, but word travels fast. She will charge a person $5,000 to test a boyfriend's loyalty using the man's social media or phone info. Within hours, she's sliding into DMs and sending back evidence on any flirtation or foul play. Sometimes all it takes is one selfie and a flirty emoji. I've had guys try to meet up the same night. It's honestly shocking how fast they fold, she said. One woman who messaged Madison to help her later broke down in tears after seeing the screenshots. I knew it. I just needed proof, she told Madison. Heartbreaking? Sure. But the model thinks it's better to know for certain that your partner is a Lothario. I've never heard of that term. Rather than living in the dark. Some critics call the blonde beauty meddlesome, but Madison insists she's just a high glam private eye. She keeps it strictly professional. No in-person meetups, and every move cleared with her clients first. She writes, it's wild how many men don't even hesitate to give into temptation. I don't reach out to anyone on my own. These women come to me, and honestly, I get it. I'd want to know. Some girls tell me if he cheats on me with you, at least I know he has taste, which is kind of sweet in a roundabout way, Madison declared. Others will thank me for saving them from wasting years of their lives with a love rat. Megan says, why the heck would anyone do this? Jeremy says, if you're so insecure in your relationship that you have to hire this lady to test your partner, then maybe you shouldn't be in that relationship. Tyler says, this attention will certainly help keep this private eye gig on the DL. No, without a doubt. That is one thing that was interesting, because this is in the New York Post. A lot of people are going to learn about this. I don't have a problem with this. Like Jeremy, he says, Rebecca, if there's ever a point where you are, if you're this distrustful in me, just end it. Well, I don't know. I mean, it might just be a hunch. I mean, think about that. If you're a dude and this chick comes banging on your door and you do the right thing and say, no, thank you. I am in a committed relationship. Please leave me alone. Can you imagine how golden you're going to be if this hot chick turns around to your significant other and says, yeah, he loves you. This is great. I mean, there's a pretty good chance you're going to get anal. I say this is money well spent. I love this. I don't have a problem with any of this. Yoda World says no problem with it. It just sounds fake. And with Megan, why the heck would anyone do this? Well, I mean, 9 out of 10 guys will cheat. Everybody knows that. Maybe 9.999 of guys are cheating on their significant others right now. Like Jeremy, he's cheating right now. Tyler, he's having an affair. Brian, Megan's husband. Oh, yeah, he's got multiple girlfriends. I have multiple girlfriends. Rebecca says, let's say this chick shows up and the dude turns her down. What if he finds out his girl was setting him up because she didn't trust you? Well, no, let's not say that, because she's not showing up. The chick is just doing it electronically. Look, it's not my fault that Jeremy is having an affair with having affairs with multiple women right now. Stevie's here. Rob's probably got 15 girlfriends. Rebecca says, Jeremy is cheating on me emotionally with Legos. I'm okay with it. All right. Anyway, yeah, this chick, is making a ton of money. And I always like it when people make money off of their appearance, like in content creation. Now, this also occupies creepy people. The fact that there's people that exist who would pay her just to see, you know, boobies. I mean, she's remarkably attractive, but so what? There's a lot of attractive people in the world. I don't understand people who are so interested in someone that they'll like follow their every move. It's really fucking creepy, frankly. All right. What else do we have here? There's a nasty priest in the news. Pooh Bear said to me, yeah, maybe you lighten up on the stories about like maybe a nasty priest because of the, the affiliation with the college and whatnot. I'm like, I can't do that. Are you kidding me? I mean, I haven't declared war. I just no longer am a practicing Catholic. I'm still a Catholic. But come on. This is the priest from Alabama who's apparently up to no good. And he's being accused of terrible things by this lady. Heather Jones made allegations against Catholic priest Robert Sullivan. All right, let's get to the bottom of it. He's under investigation for starting a years-long relationship with a 17-year-old stripper and paying her hundreds of thousands of dollars to keep quiet about it. Robert Sullivan is 61. He's on leave as pastor of Our Lady of Sorrows Church in Homewood, Alabama. That's a fantastic name for a church that has a sex scandal rocking it. Our Lady of Sorrows. After he was publicly accused of initiating a relationship with Heather Jones, who is now 33, when she was a teenager in 2009. Jones said in a letter to the Diocese of Birmingham that she first met Sullivan while she was dancing at a strip club that he went to. Now let's pause right there. If you're a priest and you go to a strip club, there's nothing illegal about a priest going to a strip club. That is going to perhaps, though, cause you to be in the confessional talking to another priest. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been however long since my last confession, and these are my sins since the last time I met with you. Priests have to get absolved just like people like you and me. And then by the time, okay, so you're there in the confessional and you have a forthright confession. Then the priest absolves you of your sins, the power of God through him, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, for your penance, I need you to do this, 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 and this. There's a bunch of tasks that you have to do. Sometimes it's just go over into the pew and say the rosary. I'm guessing this guy did not go to the confessional to say that he went to the strip club. So that's a problem. And then there's the whole business of once this gets out, parishioners don't like that. They don't like the priest in front of the parish telling everybody to do good. And then they do the opposite. That's you just can't have that. Now, these people are human, so I understand why the priest would do this. because he's a red-blooded American man. Go into the strip club. I don't, you know, the whole 17-year-old thing, I don't know if there's anything illegal going on here. While giving her a tip, when he was going to the strip club, Father Robert Sullivan offered her, odd number, $273,000 to sign a non-disclosure agreement in exchange for an ongoing relationship that would include financial support in exchange for private companionship, Heather Jones said, and that the agreement included sex.
Ugh,
God. And where does he get that type of money? You know, that's if you're the parish, you're like, hold on a second here. $273,000. You don't have $273,000. Priests take an oath of poverty. They make very little money. They're supposed to. Heather Jones, who was raised in foster care due to her mother's severe neglect, and she was hesitant, but ultimately agreed due to his persistence and the state of mind I was in, according to her letter to the diocese. Yeah, a 17-year-old girl had been abused, and she's offered a large sum of money. This is really skeezy. This is trafficking. Days later, she received two wire transfers of $136,500 each under the name of an attorney's office, she alleged. Wow. Stand by. Sullivan, the priest, initially posed as a doctor, took her out to shop, eat, drink, and stay at hotels in at least six different Alabama cities over the course of the relationship, which lasted until this year. This priest bought her a phone, paid for her to go to rehab while she suffered from addiction and depression. Between July of 2024 and March of this year, a Venmo account under Jones' name had paid Jones almost $120,000. She said she felt compelled to go public with the allegations because Sullivan worked so closely with families and their children at his church. Others may be vulnerable to the same type of manipulation and exploitation, she said. Sullivan has been a priest for more than 32 years and was formerly president of John Carroll High School for 6 years. He announced on August 6th that he was taking a personal leave as pastor. The bishop in charge of the Catholic Diocese of Birmingham addressed the allegations in a letter to the diocese this week, noting that there is not enough evidence for a criminal investigation into Sullivan's conduct. Quote, while the Alabama Department of Human Resources determined that the allegations did not match the requirements for opening an investigation, a diocese investigator was initiated, again, according to church law and our diocese policies and guidelines. Our diocesan victim assistance coordinator has continued to be in contact with the woman who brought forth the allegations and provided appropriate support. And the allegations are being reported to the Vatican, according to the bishop. So this is going to go all the way to the tip top. This is a catastrophe. My God. Rebecca says the priest was a predator. I am shocked. Well, I think we have to kind of, I don't know if we can call him a predator yet. Maybe. I mean, that's a great point. Branjo says the fact that there's a victim coordinator is very gross. Stevie says he groomed her. I don't know what the age of consent is in Alabama. Can you be thought to be a groomer The age of consent for sexual activity is 16. There are exceptions, such as when one person is incapacitated under the age of 16, or if a school employee engages in sexual activity with a student under 19. So it's on the border there of that type of language being used. Bob says age of consent in Alabama is sister. Rebecca says the priest was the predator. I am shocked. I think I might have read that one already. So regarding him grooming her. Yeah, I don't know. It's at the very least, he should be defrocked. And they need to look into where did you get this money? There's a lot of issues here that are, I think that might be the actual one. If there is proof that he actually embezzled money from the parish to pay this chick off, I don't know, maybe he had money to begin with. Maybe he came from money. Rebecca says, again, not a drag queen. Becca Shea adds, a priest up to no good. What else is new? I know, isn't that terrible? Tophus says, that's the church for you. Not so dissimilar from politicians. It's hard not to agree with any of these comments. Badger with never trust drug addicted stripper. Tophus says religions need, or churches, I guess, need to lose tax exempt status. Also, Rebecca adds, similar to what Brancho said, the fact that victim coordinator is a job title within the diocese should be a little bit concerning. Now, you know how I feel about organized religion. For a long period of time, I was all about organized religion. And I would have told you square in the face, right to your face. I would have conveniently came up with a set of circumstances to make an excuse for the Catholic Church regarding all of the things that have happened in the past. But now I am not affiliated with any religious organization, though still very religious. Well, what a catastrophe that is. My God. I wonder how this, what the end game here, because if you're the bishop there, you need to immediately have this guy defrocked. I don't even know if a bishop can do that. You need to be removed from the occupation of being a spiritual leader. You know, it's one thing if a priest goes to a strip club and then says, yeah, you know, I mean, because these are human beings. They're going to make mistakes like that. But this is a calculated thing that's gone on for years. Tophus adds, they should do what the mob does and make him disappear. No, well, they will, but not like that. All right. So that concludes the story of the nasty priest. Tyler writes, how about this, EZ? This woman has her late husband's tattoo cut from his corpse, framed it as a cool tribute. He writes, this is serial level activity, serial killer level activity. This woman needs to be preemptively locked up before men start vanishing and their tattoos are collected as her trophies. Angela Radevsky lost her spouse unexpectedly earlier in the year. The West Virginia nurse and mother of one made a bold decision that has stunned millions online. She preserved and framed a piece of his tattooed skin. I'm going to hear from her. I think there's a video. Oh, shit.
Yeah, we really had my husband's tattoo preserved. And no, my son and I don't think it's weird at all. Let me tell you how we had it done. When my husband passed away, unexpectedly, I knew that this is something that we were going to do because we had talked about it.
All right, she's a Steelers fan, so that's a problem.
So with his consent, when I was at the funeral home making all of the arrangements...
Sorry if the audio is
low.
For those
of you, unfortunately, that have gone through this process, it's everything from how you want the chairs to what kind of flowers do you want, all of that stuff, right? And I said, I want to preserve my husband's tattoo. Naturally, they thought I was crazy. They were very nice, but it was very unheard of, and they were not familiar with it. They weren't sure how we were going to do that. So one of the number one comments I've been seeing is, how do you ask them for this? How do you ask to see if you can do this? I did not ask. I did not request. I did not leave room for permission from them because I knew that I could do this and this is what my husband wanted. So I made the statement, I am going to preserve his tattoo.
Oh, okay.
So all of this is jotted down with the funeral
director.
Well, she
seems like an ass kicker, by the way.
And after that.
This seems like the type of woman who, if you like bat an eye at that request by her, she's going to beat your ass.
That is when Save My Ink Forever, the company that does the actual preservation, they come in. Phone calls, emails, and what they send you is a form. You talk on the phone about what tattoo you want, but the form outlines where it's at, what it looks like. Lots of signature type things, but then they do a lot of the communications with the funeral home. His son passed away on a Friday.
I'm jumping ahead.
His showing was the following Thursday, and the funeral was Friday. On Friday, after everybody left and I was doing my goodbye, is when the mortician and I, she and I stood there, and I got to outline the exact tattoo I wanted. My husband having over 70 tattoos, I wanted the surrounding tattoos.
Can you imagine if it was on his cock?
As well. So
she's like, yeah, just hack this off. Skin this guy's dick.
So you outline it.
Do people get tattoos on their penis?
And then the tissue is removed. And Save My Ink Forever sent the funeral home a preservation bag and sends it to Save My Ink Forever. Kyle then contacted me every single step of the way.
This is a very serious woman, by the way.
It took about 90 days. And we had set it up and arranged that they were going to deliver him, bring him home to us. I'm in West Virginia. The company is in Ohio. When they showed us his tattoo, it was indescribable as to what that felt. It wasn't just one feeling. It wasn't just an emotion. It was physical. It's in a frame. You don't touch it. But... it filled every second. And so I'm sorry.
Oh,
these are all happy
fuck.
Tears. I can go into third in planning now. I'm going to use forever see and get to know all of you.
She seems nice. She doesn't seem like a serial killer. Okay, there you go. There it is. I can't really tell what the hell the damn tattoo was. Maybe they have a close-up. Okay. Oh, it's a Steelers helmet. It's like a Steelers helmet on a skull. That's what they did. Okay. And here's Dad. He passed away suddenly. Holy shit. Okay, so they got it. I kind of like it, you know? I don't have a problem with any of this. Tyler is not having it. He says, your tears have no effect on me, woman. Stevie says, easy. Google tattoo preservation after death and go to images. Okay. Let's see what's up here. What are you signing me up for here, woman? Okay. Yeah, so help me out here. What am I looking at? Man who wanted his tattoos to live on. All right, I see that. These all look very tastefully done. All right, I don't know why you had me do this. I mean, I can picture it. They have lots of them, better pictures than what she has. No, I trust them. Yeah, I don't have a problem with any of this. I like this. I would say to Pooh Bear, yeah, take the Mr. 10 tattoo. You can have that forever. Tyler is not convinced. Maureen says, would a really nice photo of the tat not have been sufficient for her memory? I don't know. I like this. This sounds great. I would want them to save like every part of me. I mean, could you basically say, yes, I want you to fillet him, take all of the skin off, and just lay it out flat in like a giant, you know, like you got those things kids put on their walls, those fat heads? You could cut my skin off and lay it all flat and then just frame it. And then, yes, you have that forever. That would not cause any nightmares. Tophus says, I mean, if they're happy, who cares? Luke says, shit, might as well get taxidermied. Aram says, but then he doesn't have his tattoo after death. Well, I don't know. Tyler says, no, filleting his corpse was clearly the best option. I was thinking about this the other day. I said to Pooh Bear, I go, when I die, I want to do some haunting. And I would love it if if my remains could be up north at Fear Bunker North. I don't think I want to my body to be buried. I think I want to be cremated because it is just it's so awesome. It is just so not a problem for the family. There's just a lot going into the idea of when a person passes, that whole racket of spending a ton of money on a damn casket is just a catastrophe. Burn and urn. In fact, not even an urn. Just put it in a receptacle because I want my ashes thrown at Fear Bunker North because I'm going to be doing some haunting. I want to be walking through the woods. I want to be there for the next ice storm. I want to make sure, God help those bastards. If my kids decide to sell Fear Bunker North after I die, I'm going to be pissed. And God help that son of a bitch who buys it. Because I'm going to have my best haunting skills on display if that happens. I don't want you there. I want my family there. I've been trying to lobby that to them, like, hey, don't make the mistake of when I give you this, of selling it. This needs to be someone's special place for generations to come. I kind of want to make a pact with one of them. Say, look, or all of them, I don't care if you guys split it three ways, but there is no getting rid of this. That is not an option. I would be so pissed off. When I bought the place from my dad wanted me to have it, me. There were other people that were interested in it, affiliated with the family. And dad had been approached by these folks about selling it. And I guess there had been discussions had. And I was not aware of any of this. Fear Bunker North went like this. I remember where I was standing by the fire and he goes, God, I can't maintain this place anymore. I go, oh yeah? I didn't say another word other than, oh yeah? And he goes, you want to buy it? And I go, yeah. Yeah, I do. He goes, you do? I go, yeah, I'll buy it. He goes, okay, I'm going to charge you $25,000. I go, I'll take it. Sold. I went in, told Joanne. She was happy as hell. She goes, we've always wanted this to happen. We wanted one of Ruben's, my dad's sons, to purchase this. This is great because now it's taken care of and we don't have to worry about it after we die. We hire a title company to draw up all the paperwork for the property. And it says $28,000. Now, he said to me $25,000. So I call him up, and this is like right before the close. And I go, Dad, I'm looking over the price of the property. Yes. I go, it says $28,000. Not a penny less. I go, okay, but you said $25,000. I did not. I said $28,000, not a penny less. I go, sounds good. Yeah, I was just making sure. Now, he didn't. But you can't haggle when it comes to these things with family members. So I just like, oh, yeah, silly me. Yeah, no big deal, Dad. Cole says, do any of your kids go there now, Zane? Because if they don't, they'll probably have it sold before you're out of the oven. You are correct. And no. Well, Madison goes. You're probably right on this. And you know what that means. It's time to haunt. Rebecca says, just split the cremains into little linen bags to distribute to all of EZ's friends. Maureen says, I think our boys will keep our lake house in the family. They've all grown up there, and now our grandsons are too. Thank you, Maureen. Appreciate that. And I know that place is nice. They better keep that. Son of a bitch, they better. All right. I am lean today, so I'm going to wrap this up, and that's totally cool. At least that's what I'm telling myself. But before we go and give you the idiot of the day, if you need a realtor, Adam Kasari is the guy. If you're selling your home or looking to buy one, 616-914-4061, 616-914-4061. Adam's five-step plan for selling your home will be implemented, and you will be so happy with how quickly your home sells or how quickly he is able to find your dream home. 616-914-4061. There's racing this weekend at Berlin, berlinraceway.com. Bang on their door. You have until 11:59 p.m. to get tickets. This weekend, the Sportsman, the Four Cylinders, the Vintage Racing Teams are going to be our Vintage Racing Drag Teams, Dwarf Cars, and Mini Wedges will be at Berlin. Tickets are $15 up till 11:59 p.m. tonight. After that, they go up. Kids are free, 15 and under. Parking is free. Bring all your snacks in, a 12x18 cooler or bag. No glass, no alcohol. King's Room Barbershop is where I get my hair cut, except for the last time I cut my hair. And I'm paying for that now. Three locations, Caledonia, Northland Drive, and at 821 36th Street in Wyoming, Michigan. Kingsroom.net for more information. Haircut's going to set you back $21. Go there, say hi, mention me. If you have an asshole today, please put it in the chat. Kuiper Tree Care. My neighbor Hilda just lost a tree. It fell down in a windstorm we had. I'm getting Kuiper Tree Care on the case. 616-828-8225. Kuiper. KuiperTreeCare.com. Get rid of the trees. Get rid of the stump. They've got everything you need at Kuiper Tree Care. 616-828-8225. All right. I don't know if I can go so far as to say that all priests are the assholes of the day. I can focus on the priest that we talked about. That would be Father Bob Sullivan. Yeah, we got to. He is your asshole of the day. And that is my time, folks. Thank you so much for being here on the Eric Zane Show podcast. Check me on Patreon a little bit later on today. Tophus says Catholicism is the asshole of the day or the asshole of the century. Wow. If I survive at the college, it'll be a miracle. Thank you, folks. Have a good one, and bye-bye.